We are pleased to be joined on the G&M Family Market Hotline with the head coach of Maine Track and Field and Cross Country, Mark Leck. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, thank you very much, Bruce.
Well, one of the reasons I really wanted to have you on is we often talk with coaches about there being no off season, but you actually coach all three sports seasons of the year, so you've got to have the shortest off season of anyone.
Yeah, I don't know with recruiting and everything else, there really isn't ever an off season.
No, I would imagine not. Now, some of your athletes do all three, I would assume, cross-country, indoor, and outdoor. But you must have more athletes in the course of a year than just about any program. I mean, football will have up around 100. But between all those three things, how many athletes have you guys got?
We have probably about 110 with men and women at any point in time. Cross-country, I'll have usually about 25 ladies and 14 men, but then most of those people will carry over. So for the indoor and outdoor seasons, somewhere around 110.
Well, that's a pretty impressive number. But what's really impressive to me is how well Maine track and field athletes have done over the last several years. And it's really gone under the radar because we don't have the weather where we get to have a lot of those warm home meets where everybody is out there in shirt sleeves sitting up in the stadium watching. So I wondered if maybe you could highlight some of this season's and recent season's new record holders and success and the like with some of your athletes.
Yeah, we can start off with cross country. The men had a very good cross country year. We were second overall in our conference, losing by just 1 point, actually. It was a little bit of a heartbreaker. But Jesse Orrick, who was a local Southern Maine boy, won the conference championship. And he also came away with, they have a highest grade point average for the person that had scored the best, and he came away with that too, with an MBA that he's working on actually this year. He graduated last year with an engineering degree, and so now he's here this year with doing an MBA too.
And he's also a Dean Smith winner, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, makes him the smartest kid on campus in a lot of ways. He's a really remarkably bright young guy.
Yeah.
So besides Jesse, who else you got?
Indoors, we had a young man from Massachusetts, Jake Johns, in the mile. He ran 4:07 this past year, and I think he can. We run 1,500 meters outdoors, but I think he can come make the equivalent of a sub 4 minute mile, which is around 3:42 in 1,500. He's progressing really nice that way. Another athlete that we had that did great indoors this year was Grace McLean, local young lady from Bangor, and she won the pentathlon both in the conference championship and the ECAC championship, which is basically kind of the whole Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, well, I remember seeing her perform in high school at an indoor meet where I was helping Angel Nelligan out, one of your former athletes, former athlete of mine who's the head track coach at Babs now.
Yeah.
And Gracie really impressed me with her overall physical ability. I mean, she's really an athlete.
Yeah, she comes very close to Jesse LeBrec, who a lot of people might remember.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they might have seen her on one of the TV shows.
The American Ninja Gladiator Warrior. Or one of those?
Ninja Warrior, yeah.
Ninja Warrior, right. Yeah, I had Jesse in class. She's a nice person.
Yes, yeah, very nice. So, yeah, Grace is very close to coming to some of the marks that Jesse went to the NCAA championships outdoors in the multi event. So hopefully by outdoor season, Grace can attain that too.
Now, one of the things that's got to be difficult in recruiting runners to Maine, I mean, maybe not so much with distance runners, but is the fact that you don't get outdoors in good weather a lot. And what do you do to attract the sprinter or the maybe the long jumper, the high jumper, to come and pledge their troth in Orono?
Yeah, that's a tough one. On the guy side, we don't have a lot of scholarship money, so a lot of times, hopefully, they have in place now a thing called the Flagship Scholarship, where you can get in-state tuition at the University of Maine for the same money that you can go to Connecticut or UMass or Pennsylvania, that type of thing now. So that helps a bit. Ladies is the same thing. Sometimes money talks, and it's a scholarship type of thing. But the facilities, and we like getting them up there's no nicer place than Maine when it's nice out in springtime.
Right.
So we can get them that or early fall also, those two. So, the facilities also help. I think the academic programs speak for themselves too, and that's really what most people want. Most student athletes look at when they want to go to a school. They obviously want to go to some place where they're going to get the best education they can, first of all, and then the sports are a secondary thing.
Well, one of the things I've noticed is how often when I go to, and I go to every academic awards recognition ceremony that I possibly can, I'm amazed at how many track and field athletes and cross-country athletes are represented. Well, I mean, just in general, how many student athletes at the University of Maine are represented. But I remember when I was coaching at BAPS, I think it was like 4 or 5 years in a row, both the salutatorian and valedictorian were on the track team. Now, yeah, they were on other teams too. I get that. But right. I think there's something about what you learn in track that really helps you in the classroom. I found that as a teacher, that sort of sense that you have to learn things incrementally.
Yeah, and I think that track and field, yes, it's a team sport, but it's also individual, and you have to have that individual mindset. And I think people that that really are put their nose to the grindstone and study, they kind of gravitate towards the individual sport a little bit more too.
Yeah, well, that's it's great to talk a little bit of track and field with you. What's coming up? What's the next meet on campus?
The April 1st is our first outdoor meet. Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't. It can be a crapshoot with the weather. There have been times where it's been nice all the way through, no snow, and then like a couple days before it'll snow and we can't have the meet. But other times it's been the best weekend that we've had all springtime in New England. So, we can. It's a toss up sometimes, but that's our first and only home meet this year.
Right now, will that be Bates and UNH like it usually is?
Yes.
Well, people should go out and see that, because what's really great about track and field, and it happens in the Open New Englands, is when the Division III kids and the Division I kids compete against one another, because you don't see that in almost anything else. I always love the Open New Englands. I remember when they were at Maine, my son was running hurdles for Middlebury, and it was so exciting to be sitting up there in Alphonse Stadium watching that meet.
Yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, most kids will go to school to go to the school that they want to. When I was competing for Northeastern, I used to talk to the Harvard head coach all the time. And sometimes he would say that he had a better team in the dorms than he had actually on the field.
Yeah.
Because, very smart kids, I want to go to Harvard, or I want to go to this school or that school. And if I can run track too, that's a good thing.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll have to do this again, and we should have probably done this beforehand. It's been really great talking to you, and good luck, and maybe if I can possibly get away, I'll get up there on the first myself, because I always enjoy it.
Great. Thank you very much, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Right there, we've just been speaking with Mark Leck, head track and field and cross-country coach at the University of Maine, and he came to us as one of our Black Bear Sports personalities, presented by Bennett Auto on Thatcher Street in Bangor.